Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, fashion trends.
Every woman is a queen and royal, but the Igbo women with their headgear, the way I define it, is royal. And okay. The way I define the Yoruba headgear is empire. And the Hausa gear is the simple African queen.
Wow.
So, I give them all
can't
means.
Tell it better than that, my friend. Well, as we know, fashion is any popular trend, especially in styles of dress, ornaments, or manners of behavior. But is it about just fashion statement? Is it about description of someone's ability or status? Or is it about age and growing up? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague from the Somali service, Muhammad Hassan, a.k.a. Sanka. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Sunday.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And of course, welcome back, Neema. Neema Olori, thank you for coming back and welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much, Sunday.
Sure. And for the first time, and from Maryland, Beatrice.
Thank you.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing fashion trends. Well, as we all know, fashion could be a form of expression and also identity. Fashion and clothing becomes a trend. But my question to you guys is, does it reflect a behavior? Does it reflect a mindset or just a circumstance? Well, I spoke to my colleague Kenneth Bwire, and I wanted to know his take.
The African fashion tells you about culture.
Okay.
It won't go with what we can say trend or modernity, or because you have heard it from somebody. But there are cultures which dictate this is how you go with your fashion. For instance, in Nigeria, how much you will design something from a tailor, it has to go within that culture, the prescribed culture.
Like the Yoruba, the Hausa, and all that.
That is it. Okay. Somali, the same. Yeah. Uganda is typical. There are some modern lifestyles trying to change, but if you talk of a Ugandan woman, there is a particular way he has to dress.
What is the dress for Ugandan woman,
it's
for
called
instance?
Gomesi. Now, this one covers from...
What does it look like?
It covers from the shoulders right away to the ground.
Oh, really?
I don't want to mention the legs or the toes or the what, or the nails. It's the ground. Now, it's not so welcoming to the modern society.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about African culture, there's Africanism in it. The African, the originality in it. So it is not about the trending, no. It is your
the originality.
Whether vinyl, whether nylon, whether what, it has to go with the origin, what you found there. You can't change anything at all.
Wow. And then also you see African first ladies, the way they dress. And when you see about women going out, for instance, with the jeans, some of them going with a style that is a torn jeans. Some of them say, this is not something to do with me. And some ladies do that, some ladies don't. So is this trend of fashion and dressing, does that go with age? And sometimes, is it a status symbol for some people?
Not really, but as you mentioned, age
is
playing a factor.
Okay.
Shomari, you not dress in what you describe as toned or what? Well, how did you describe it?
That toned jeans?
You won't.
Yeah, I can do that.
Those at your age, you are reasoning way above.
Right.
You have some kind, there's a level that dictates you to be there.
Okay.
But for your daughter or your son, daddy, I want this, and you'll feel it's okay. Let my son take it. But mostly it's about influence.
Okay.
Yes, it's not about culture anymore. It's influence. I saw Shomari. He was dressed very nice today in a very nice suit. Then I have to ask some Shomari, who made this for you? You get? I go for it. Wealth, not so much, because in Africa, in societies or in family, we can put in that category of W-E, L-T-H, the wealth. It's not, it's isn't there. Then they tend to be so much reserved, and they're also influenced in their shopping. They're influenced how they dress. They go by the screens and TVs. They go by the fashion programs. So the majority are influenced by age and what they see.
Thank you, Kenneth Bure. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing fashion trends. Back to the studio. We do know women always have fashion and style. And when you have a specific fashion, someone will tell you, oh, you look so beautiful, you look so wonderful, you look great. And we have seen a lot of different fashions, from jeans, nikah, burqa, headscarf, just to tell you the, a few, like just in the recent months, this month of February, Macy's announced they'll be launching a line, and this line is targeted to Muslim women of hijabs. We all know about hijabs. We are from Africa. We know better about that. Now, we haven't seen this in the department stores in America, but now for the first time, it is available as of February 15th. So, just talking to you ladies and also gentlemen in studio, I'll ask Naima first. You have been a fashion mogul. You've been in the competitions, for instance, Miss Tanzania USA, and it's all about dressing when you go out there looking great. So tell me something about this. When we talk about fashion and dressing and trends, is it about fashion? Is it about status? Is it about the age of somebody? Is it about communication? Or what is it really?
Personally, for me, I believe that fashion is about statement. It's about expression. And when we dress a particular way, especially to this day and age where we have freedom to dress pretty much however we want.
Oh, yeah. This freedom is a lot, yeah, yes.
Exactly, right. I personally believe that it's something to do with what we are trying to communicate to the world. Maybe status, but for me, it's not really ever about status. It's about what's inside, what's going on inside. When you dress a particular way, you exude, you know, say confidence, or you exude, you're saying something about yourself. Because when people, you know, that's the first thing they see when they meet you. They see how you're dressed. They look at your face. They look at your clothing. And so often it's a way, I mean, it really is like a way of communication of what's going on, you know, inside, or who I am in some way.
Okay. So probably it's something to do with all that, as you expressed. Exactly. But here's one thing I would ask Beatrice. You know, we have all these fashions from our places. For instance, Africa, we know we see so many different people wearing different things. And you have seen hijab, for instance. You have seen kanga, for instance, very common in Tanzanian areas in East Africa. And you also see jeans wear in so many different ways. Some toned jeans, example, they are so expensive if you want to buy some kind of jeans like that. Do you think this has something to do with someone's age? You have to dress a certain way. Or it doesn't really matter?
Thank you, Sunday. For me, well, for now, because it depends how... Let's say in America, you can see older people, older women, they wear like the young how they wear. If you know, but for me personally, I'm not going to be able to wear a toned jeans. It's not like...
you don't want to keep up with the trend?
No. There are some things that will like new fashion. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're really good. I can look at somebody and they're really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
They look good on them, but I'm like... There's no way I can wear this.
Right.
This is like wasting of my money. Why can I wear torn jeans even if it's the fashion?
Right.
I have little kids in my house, and they do have some torn jeans, but I'm not going to buy for them.
Okay.
It's just, I guess, it's people, what they think, you know, what you like, if it's good. And some people, hijab is the culture. So let's say they bring the torn hijab. I'm not sure if that's going to be
one
as well. I think it's going to be something, it's not going to be right there.
Okay.
They can still wear it, though.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well said. Muhammad, tell me about this, a.k.a. Mr. Sanka. What is this trends coming out of everywhere? You go to Nairobi, you see all kinds of dresses. You go to Nigeria, people express themselves in so many of those garbs and African attires. Now, what is the thing that you think right now, going forward with this thing that Macy's just did? What is this? What are we learning from all this?
Indeed, it's showing that the world is getting more universal than it used to be. Before, it was only, from America, the effect of Hollywood, and now it's the world became more connected to each other through the social media. But now, as you've mentioned, it's not one-way traffic. It's not only coming from America to the rest of the world, but it's also coming from the rest of the world to the United States, where, as you have mentioned, Macy's store now is adopting some hijabi clothes introduced by a lady called Verona, which is called Verona Collections.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, like when I was growing in Mogadishu, in my teenage years, I used to wear clothes that I wouldn't wear right now.
What like is that?
Have pants having zippers on the knee area. Mm. Also, kind of short, showing the white socks. And I wouldn't do that right now. Yeah. And I think it's more something related to the age rather than,
the fashion and all that style.
Exactly.
And all that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Beatrice mentioned here. I mean, if you come to, for instance, the Town Jeans, I think it's okay for the younger ones, but not for the grown-up ones. But anyway, fashion is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in the Washington studio with Muhammad Hassan, a.k.a. Sanka, Beatrice Kilima, and Nema Olori, right now discussing fashion trends. Now, do we have any interesting fashion trends that would say these are specifically from Africa? Hijab is one you just mentioned, but do we have more? And do we see that coming out? And how do we get it out there? For instance, the burqa, the kanga. There's another called by Bui. This is very well known in eastern part of Africa and Zanzibar. If you've been to Zanzibar, Mohammed, you know.
I haven't been to. I have been to Nairobi before. Okay. So
you'll see that it's a dress. It's a black dress all the way from top to bottom. Okay. And I'm just trying to find out, is this also expressions of one's femininity? Is this something about feminine or what? Or masculine? Well, I spoke to my colleague from the House of Service, Hafsat, and I wanted to know her take.
Fashion varies actually because it depends on who and what they like.
Okay.
If you are directing that question straight at me, I would say I love to wear my abayas, which are like, gowns and stuff like that. And then I like to wrap my hair, you know, and cover my hair with a hijab.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I wear my abayas, most of them are black.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that, you know, I have, you know, a color to go with it. It depends on the mood. It depends on the day. It depends on the occasion. It depends on the time.
Oh, okay.
Everything has to go with it.
Especially nighttime versus daytime, right?
Exactly. If I'm going on a date with my husband, of course. And, you know, I would wear, you know, a sexy jeans.
Okay.
You know, there's that kind of jeans that you would wear and look really,
you gotta
really
spice it up a little.
Spice it up, you know, and put the flavor in there. So you know, we don't want her to be looking out and, you know,
yeah.
Something you can do as well.
Yeah.
But,
and also, this is what I'm trying to ask people. Is it expression of our culture sometimes?
Yeah, cultural works with fashion, you know.
Especially the Nigerian.
The Nigerian culture. I'm from Nigeria. We
tell
have
me about that.
Versatile culture.
Yeah.
And believe me when I say every culture is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Every African culture is the bomb. No
yes.
two ways about it.
Yes.
Okay. So, but the Nigerian culture, we have, I'm from the northern part of Nigeria, so
uh-huh.
I'm Hausa.
Okay.
So we tie the wrapper and we have, you know, a big veil that goes around us on our shirts or on the blouse when we wear our clothing.
Mm.
The way we dress and the way the Igbo women dress and the way the Yoruba women dress varies. It differs.
Really?
Yes, it differs.
So how can you see the difference? How can you tell that difference? Someone who doesn't know anything about the culture.
I mean, usually by the headgear. There's this head tie. There's a way we tie the wrappers on our head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you would just know that this lady is from the Igbo land or the Yoruba land or the Hausa land by the way we tie our headgear. The Yorubas, they will tie their headgear really high.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
you have that
like
taken
queens.
All the way from right there. You can see she's coming.
Yes,
out.
You know she's the queen in the house. And then the Igbo woman, there is the stylish way that it is talking to you.
Wow.
It says something. It means something. Like, it has a meaning to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you will see her confidently walking with it, but there's a way they style it.
Okay.
But we, the Northerners, because we are more conservative, they always retire it, which is more simpler,
okay.
I would say.
Uh-huh.
It is more simpler. It is more... When you see it, you would define simple.
Okay.
That's what you would define.
That's the difference you're going to see right there.
Yes. I mean, I say every queen is a royal queen for me. Every woman is a queen and royal. But the Igbo women with their headgear, the way I define it is royal.
Wow.
And the way I define the Yoruba headgear is empire.
Wow.
And the Hausa gear is the simple African queen.
Wow.
So I give them all
Can't tell it better than that, my friend. Thank you, Hafsat. Tonight, let's talk. We are discussing fashion trends. So, I'll come to you, Nemo Lori. When you talk about African fashion, what do you really think? Or what do you really like? Do you see more of African fashion to the rest of the world? Or still not as much?
I've noticed over the past couple of years, and it could have been around longer, but that's when I started noticing it. But African prints have become significantly very common here in the U.S. When you look at some of the outfits that have come out over the recent years, and even just the way some of the clothing are cut, they remind me very much of outfits and clothing that we have back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some I don't know if you've noticed them. Summer dresses are, you know, some of the prints are really vibrant, and they look very much like, you know, the way say a kanga or a kitenge would look, or a kente cloth would look. It looks very just vibrant, you know, and just some of those prints. And so they've worked their way, I believe, into the American, you know, just clothing industry. And I also just have seen it too come in how do you call it, just even formal wear, when you look at, at least back home, you notice how people nowadays, they create, you know, suits and everything in our African prints. I don't know if you've noticed that. So then they create, you know, you have a, there's just a formal dress, but the cut is very Western. Like, you know, you have the suit, the jacket, and everything. It's very Western, but they make it where it uses completely of the, you know, African prints or the you know, the kanga or the kitenge. And so, or they mix and match and design different types of outfits. So then things look, the clothing that you have there, it looks, that they tailor, it looks very much like what they have here. However, it's in our, you know, it's they use our prints. So we use our the type of prints that we use for kangas and kitenges and all of that. And so that's kind of what I've noticed over the past few years. And it's not where the clothing only is cut in an African, you know, kind of way where it's like big and, you know, it's only, but it's very versatile right now.
Sure, perfect. And that is why we say that now fashion maybe would come from Africa to the rest of the world, not from the rest of the world to Africa. But also, if I will ask you, Beatrice, on your side, you think maybe fashion vary within a society over time? As you say, affected by age, occupation, maybe sexual orientation, location maybe, and maybe social class. Because you find out that some people, you would tell, do you want to wear this kanga to a specific occasion? They say, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Some people, you tell them, hey, are you going to wear this kitenge on this particular occasion? They say, no. This occasion is not for kitenge. This is like maybe Bollywood style, maybe Hollywood style, maybe whatever style they think. Do we still have that, thinking that there is a place for every fashion?
Yeah, I think so. There's a place for every fashion. But like they keep, nowadays, like Neema said, you see the kitenge material. Like right now I'm looking at Angela Bassett. I don't know what this occasion she wore. She wore outfit, African, it's a suit, but it's with the African material, like kitenge. And it was like she's promoting this Black Panther movie.
You know
normally how they use, they wear their dresses. Like, this is different. So now it's like African material. If you have a good designer, they can make anything for anything.
Right.
So, yeah. As long as you have somebody who is good, can make a kitenge, let's say African material, to make it like a really, like a gown or like a suit. So you can wear, like, let's say this place, you have to wear a suit. They can make a kitenge suit. So all in all, is just to find a place where they can make, you have a good material, you can make something according to the occasion you're doing.
That is according to occasion. All righty, very well said. And I'm thinking, can I, somebody put a jeans and just go and say, hey, this is a jeans and I'm going to church right now as well as...
No, it depends on which kind of church though.
Right.
Because, yeah, you know the church we go, it's really simple. And there are some churches, no, you cannot wear just a torn jeans.
Especially if you're talking about Africa.
No. In Africa, no. You have to dress
a formal,
in a formal way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me listen to Muhammad Hassan and Mr. Sanka. Tell me here. You know, these trends are changing, as you saw. Designers try to do a lot of things to inspire what their work is about. And this is what we're looking at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what about age and financial status and all these things put together in a dress? How do people put those things together? And why don't we see these new upcoming trends of fashion and dressing with our new generation, for instance? Do you see that happening a lot, maybe, in Somali community where you're from?
Yes, indeed. As you said, fashion changed with the time, and you may see some fashion that has been hit during the 70s or 80s that's returning to our current age, you know, like, you know, pants having, you know...
Those big pants at the bottom.
Exactly.
we used to call them boogaloo back in Tanzania.
Exactly. And you may also see, young men having... You know,
the froze.
Yeah, afros and bulky hairs. And those were, I think, hit during the 70s and 80s. And now they're coming back.
They're coming right back.
So, it's more about the age and also the financial status of the person. I think all those play out in the type of fashion that's, you know, current at certain time and age.
That's for sure. And that is why that there's one thing I do like and I see all the time. You may speak about this. When you talk about the Maasai community, if you go to Maasai community today in Africa, you will see them. They have their own attire and they will never leave that. If you go to Somali community, I think it's the same.
Especially the ladies.
Especially the ladies. Tell me about the ladies.
Yeah, ladies, I think, are more, they stick to their culture more than men. And I cannot say all women, because there are some young ladies who dress exactly like, you know, their Western or American counterparts. Nonetheless, Somali women, they observe more than the men in terms of their clothing. And as you said, there are some certain communities like the Mauritanians here.
Oh, yes.
Or the Sudanese. You see them wearing their attire all the time.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, communities are more conservative. Some communities are more conservative than the others. And not only on religion, but also in terms of the culture.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang.
This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Well, thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored fashion trends. A big thank you to our guests over the phone, and also I want to give special thanks to Beatrice Kilima. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Sure, anytime. And also, Neema Olori, thank you so much for taking your time to be with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All righty, anytime. Also, thanks to Mohammed Hassan, a.k.a. Sanka, from the Somali Service. Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be nails and women. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm